Now, as I said as well, we're continuing to keep you updated on the major story of the seizure of €33 million worth of crystal meth in the port of Cork, which is being linked to Kerry following the arrest, questioning and charging of two Kerrymen with possession of intent for sale and supply last Friday. Now, the high profile nature of the case and the general shock in the county has led to a blizzard of social media posts and WhatsApp messages flying around at the speed of light, alleging the involvement of others in the matter. People, individuals and businesses have been subject to these unfounded rumours. One of those companies named in the rumours is KPH Construction, which is based in Kenmare, a large construction company, possibly the largest in the county at this stage. Well, the company came out fighting, as we mentioned in the programme yesterday, and put out a social media post on their social media channels, dispelling the rumours, describing them as sick and vile, and saying that they will be getting to the bottom of the matter and will be working to try and source where the rumour came from. Brian Galvin is Managing Director of KPH, and I spoke to him and I asked him about his response and when he first got notice effectively of this WhatsApp message being talked about on social media and KPH being linked to the situation.
Yesterday at 3 o'clock, Sunday at 3 o'clock, we became aware of it. You know, Jerry, how social media works, things travel like wildfire. It started coming from every direction. Needless to say, we were shocked beyond disbelief because, you know, as a company, we're in business for the last 30 years. And I suppose anybody that would know my personality, it would be a very strong one. I would be absolutely anti-drugs, anti-anything to do with them, categorically. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on to Radio Kerry. It's something that I don't normally do. I normally shy away from all this kind of stuff. But there's families affected here. I have a young family myself that I need to school this morning. I had to explain to them last night that we had absolutely nothing to do with drugs. We, both myself and my wife, it's something we take very seriously. For better or worse, or wrong or right, we've taught them, take a drink, lads, do whatever you want. You know, smoke if you want, it'll ruin your athletic careers, but never ever touch any form of a drug. And that has been my mantra as Managing Director of KPH. I just wish to state that these are scurrilous lies. We are going to get a press release from the Garda Síochána. We're going to ask them to come on record and state that they never came near our premises, which they didn't. You know, people say that, you know, when you're denying your, that you're whatever, that you're...
When you're explaining, you're losing is the phrase in politics, I suppose, Brian.
Well, I'm not in politics, as you know. I'm apolitical as well, Jerry. But... yes, that is a correct statement, but we feel very strongly about it. But also we feel that we can get to the root of this, because this is, you know, scurrilous. It is a terrible thing to afflict on somebody. We watched it and saw it happen to other companies during the week. And, you know, when it comes home to roost yourself, you take your action. Our one is very much an aggressive approach towards it. We are going to engage with cybersecurity companies, people who do work for us anyway. We've already engaged them, but we're going to follow this, because what must be remembered here is that behind this message which has gone out, there is an IP address, there is a phone, even if there's a burner phone. This has come from somewhere. Somebody has chosen to put pen to paper, and we're going to follow it. We're going to follow it all the way, and with the help of the community, and I suppose this is the reason that I've come on Radio Kerry, we're asking the community to disclose who sent it to them, right? Now, that isn't... You're not going to get anybody into trouble for sharing the message. But what it will do is will eventually trace its way back to the author or authors of the message. Because it's very simple. Somebody got it from somebody. And that is what, you know, we're here to ask and to say to the people, you know, this came from somewhere. It is absolute lies. It is slanderous lies. We're 30 years in business in Kenmare, and throughout the county, we've massive support. But there's the families. There's the families who have kids. You have teenagers that maybe like at crossroads in their lives, maybe that use drugs themselves and go, oh, sure, KPH, or about my dad's company or my mom's company or somebody associated with it. And that's why I think we've come down very hard on this.
Yeah.
The viciousness of what somebody can do from behind a computer maybe thinking that this is a laugh. Maybe it's done for a vexatious reason.
Or malicious reason. Yeah.
Malicious reason. We don't know.
Were you tempted, Brian, at any stage to say, look, several different companies, there's been wild rumours, and we addressed this in the programme this morning, about the nature of them. You know, there's no explanation, no excuse for them, but there's the wider circumstance of the major drug seizure in the county has shocked a lot of people. That's all fed into it. Did you think, look, do you know what? We'll leave it rest. We won't get involved. We won't put our heads above the parapet, so to speak.
Well, I don't think so. I think there comes a time when you have to make a stance, especially with something as important as this. I mean, we have a couple of hundred employees in the company.
Yeah.
They're spread all over the country, not only in Kerry. We support local jobs, and we depend on the goodwill of the County of Kerry. You know, we depend on it. Now, the other companies which I mentioned, I don't believe we do business, it's a very small amount of business with any of those companies, and they're mostly up around Tralee, you know, in that area, and that they have to make the decisions for themselves, but we have made the decision to come out on this because it is absolutely lies. It can be categorically confirmed that nobody searched anybody's offices, nobody has come near our offices. There has been no contact with our office here by any member of the Garda Síochána or the Drug Squad or whoever it may be. So certainly there's a time when you have to take a stand against the keyboard bullies and the keyboard warriors who choose to spread these scurrilous lies about us, you know?
You're obviously very upset by it, quite angry about what's happened.
I don't really do anger, Jerry, as such. I take it very, very seriously. I've taken this as a slur on what we've been building for the last 30 years, built on integrity, built on honesty, built on our good name, and built on hard work. And I'm not going to stand by and allow anybody, Jerry, to interfere with that or try and take it on. There has been, over the years, there's been various, you know. My wife makes a great statement. There's a massive difference between jealousy and envy.
Mm.
And when the latter comes into fore, you have to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Tell me a bit about the company, Brian, for people who don't know.
KPH Construction, yeah. Unfortunately, the managing director of KPH Construction, 30 years in business coming up, built it from nothing. Myself and my good mother, a lot of people would have known her, very clever, intelligent woman. We started it, she was the secretary, I was the sole employee. We've built it on a brand of family, we've built it on a brand of loyalty. The people like Donald, Michal, Donald Lynch, Michal O'Shea, a lot of the lads that are there, we're growing old gracefully together. They've been there from the very beginning, they've been extremely loyal to me, to the company, to the family that's KPH. We employ local, we pay as best we can, we give them as good working conditions as we possibly can give to people in the environment. We've come through incredibly hard times. I'd hazard a guess, and I believe that we're the largest construction company in Kerry.
Yeah.
And we trade on our reputation. We've done work for people 20, 25 years ago. We're now doing work for them again. Some of them, a gap might have happened for 10 years, and they come back to us, and that is the type of loyalty that has been shown to us by customers. And we have employees that have stuck with us through thick and thin. We came through, probably the construction recession will be the worst that, you know, anybody will ever see. We came through it, we held together, we stuck together, we soldiered the hard times, and now we've come out the other side of it, and we've built something that I believe in, and that the employees of KPH, the family of KPH believe in. And that is, I suppose, why we've come out so strong. That is what KPH stands for. It stands for hard work, integrity and honesty.
Were you shocked, Brian, with all of that? Were you shocked when you saw this message going around? That, like, what in God's name?
And I was absolutely stunned. I was having a great weekend. I was actually down with my daughter. She was pony riding in Bantry. I had been at the musical in Kinmare, a community project. She was in it, and I had taken her off. She probably shouldn't have gone, she was so tired. And I was just having a fabulous family weekend, and this intrusion from the outside comes in. But it came into everybody's family. It came into Donald's family. You know, his mother-in-law rang him in pieces about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is what
hugely upsetting
type of cyber bullying, if I want a better word, or these lies and untruth due to people, this is far beyond somebody thinking this is grave crack. This isn't grave crack.
Yeah, yeah, I can only imagine. So look, you're asking for people's help to try and track down the source, the original source of it. You hopefully you'll get to that point, because it's a difficult job, I'd imagine, to try and trace online what happens.
Well, I tell you, as a company, we're resolute and we're strong, and we will invest into finding this. We will invest into it, because we believe it should be done. If you go back, and, you know, it's very... you have to be very careful, especially on the radio, not to talk about cases and whatever.
Yes.
Remember what happened to Ian Wright, the soccer player?
Yes, yeah.
They got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Ian Wright was a man of certain means, and he spent, you know, him and his people spent a good few pennies to find out, and there was a prosecution ended up at the end of it. So, I suppose if the person is listening today, who, for whatever reason, thought that this was great crack or whatever, great fun, and, you know, we'll throw this out there, we are going to have a real go at coming after it. And after you.
All right, Brian, look, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about it and about the company and about your stance on it this morning.
Gary, thank you for giving us the time.